It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and we're back again for, what, about 45 minutes at least. So how are I? Oh, one thing I've been wondering, and I don't know if anyone else has wondered about this. Suppose, and I'm not saying you're going to pass away, of course, just in the normal course of events, people do pass away. And what do funeral homes do now that restricted gatherings are a thing? Now, it wouldn't matter, would it, if you're cremated, which I would like to be. I'd like to hang around in a jar. Oh, and, boy, I think they must be doing a pretty good business. But, you know, if you're cremated and put you in a jar, you don't have to worry. But what are funeral homes doing? And this would also, since more people are being cremated, that would affect business at the Marion Cemetery and Grand Prairie. Yeah. 1116, actually 1117. And how are you all doing? Well, let's see. We talked about the cinder pile. And for those that come from Southern Ohio, can you tell me where or what is the major forest in Ohio? Name the major forest in Ohio. And if you're from Southern Ohio, no question about it. I have bicycled 13 times almost through the Wayne through the forest. Oh my. I can only remember, and I've got a good story. I have to remember to tell it about the man that Scott interviewed this morning. The man who looked like, now I'm forgetting names. I'll tell you here in a moment. But where is the largest, or what is the largest forest in Ohio? I've bicycled all through the And let me tell you a story once, and Steve Lemke could tell the same story. We were bicycling up a hill in this forest, and we saw, oh, there's a house trailer up here in this forest area. So as we got closer to the house trailer, a girl walked out wearing a swimsuit and said, "Mister, my dog eats deer." Yeah, she said, "My dog eats deer," which was a signal, don't hang around. I don't know what kind of a thing that was, but, oh my, I'll never forget that as long as I live. Oh, and I've got another story. I remember the man that did show on that radio for years and years and years. What was his name? Garrison Keillor. Yeah, that's it. Garrison Keillor. And I tried not to miss any episodes. Well, one day, I was in Upper Sandusky with my wife and friends, and I'm talking about there is a preacher in Marion that looks identical to Garrison Keillor. And people around me thought, well, who would that be? And all of a sudden, the door opened in this restaurant in downtown Upper Sandusky, and there was Reverend Kiger. Now, how many times would that happen that I'm talking about Garrison Keillor and his lookalike, Reverend Dan Kiger? I'll never forget that as long as I live. That's impossible to happen, but, well, no, it wasn't. Oh, Garrison Keillor. Boy, would I like to do a radio show like Garrison Keillor did. But he was an expert. And he often talked about, you know, in Minnesota, where he came from, he talked about the fact that there were Lutherans and Catholics mainly. And every now and then he'd bring up something about each religion. Well, anyhow, it's 11:21, and what else can I ask you today? I haven't found yet the coal tipple north of Marion on the Norfolk and Southern Railroad. It used to be on the at one time it was on New York Central and Pennsylvania and whatever. But it stands, I mean, you can't miss it. If you're going north on 23, you can't miss it. Now, I'll tell you something else if you were going north on 23, that you can't miss it. Where would you find the Great Water Divide? That's between Lake Erie and the Ohio River. Once you cross this area, where would you be to say, well, behind me is the Ohio River, and ahead of me, the water flows to Lake Erie. Now, that happens across Ohio. Crestline was named because that was the divide, the crest, but this other place was close to Marion, where the water was divided. Do you know that? 740-383-9944. Where is that Great Water Divide? All right. And I still need the name of the largest forest in Ohio. And what else do I need? Oh, here's one. 11:22 is the time, incidentally. There were two castles that a lot of us would visit. But one of them was sold last year to somebody in Columbus. What was the name of that castle? They were all hand-built, you know, by a certain individual and his brother, maybe. Name the castle. And I know a lot of you have been there. I used to think that castle that I remember was where would you find the frost on a pumpkin? And that would be by looking out the one window of that castle at a certain time of the year, of course. What's the name of the castle? Or if any a funeral home would like to call and tell me the proper procedure if you passed away under normal circumstances, are visitation hours cut or not? Now, that can be a major thing, you know, for relatives, because visitation, a lot of people like to visit the deceased. But what do funeral homes do under the new rules and regulations? Be interesting to know, wouldn't it? Okay, or how would you like to be a fireman and be called back to Marion and cancel your vacation, which I understand is going on? Okay, 740-383-9944. Do you have an answer about funeral homes? You know, that's something I've never heard. I haven't heard at any news conference anything about we've heard about nursing homes and daycare and things like that, but never anything about what happens when you no longer are around and you need the services of a funeral home. I can understand the funeral home would be normal in embalming, but what about visitation? Does anyone have any information that way? I'd appreciate hearing it because that's the only thing I've never heard. Yeah, 11:25 is the time. Okay, what's the name of the coal dock there, the tipple? North of Marion, off of Route 23 to the west. What is that called? It has a name, and any railroader would know what the name is. Because when they're switching cars and doing this and that, a lot of times you hear the name mentioned. If you have a scanner. Okay, let's see. Or where would you find the water divide in this area? Where would you find the water divide in this area? Or where is the largest forest in Ohio? And we do have, boy, we've got a large one. And like I said, I bicycled through there so many times. And, well, Terry that calls, his mother, you know, about 18 of us, would go through that forest several times. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, on that coal tipple, would they refer to that as an old ice house?
No, it wasn't. I think they got there. I don't know. But, no, it had a name of a person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Whenever I go out to the flea market, you go right over the hill there.
And there it is.
Right off your left there. Rather interesting.
Yes.
Look at that. It looks like it's in still decent shape for the 80s.
I would think so, because the railroads would be very conscious of anything falling off it. Like it happened in Bucyrus. You know, they had a piece of overpass fall off and hit a car's windshield.
Oh, wow, that's not good.
No, not at all.
Mm,
but working with the railroads is a tough road to hoe.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I worked security down there when the Burr Week had it, down there with Old Erie, and the Union Tank Car eventually took over.
Yes.
And I worked down there for several years, and I went through some of the buildings and found some of the old maps that detailed building plans and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Rather interesting.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah. It's quite interesting to go in that building yet. There's a lot of it. I don't know if they've redone it or anything, but they still basically use the stalls that they used to climb underneath the locomotives in there even.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, you know, Union Tank Car is pretty well taken over that large building the shovel had.
Yeah, they got that down there. It's interesting going down the road. Every given time, you'll be able to see them moving cars in and out.
And the ones coming out look so good. All bright and shiny.
Yeah, them guys really work, I'll tell you.
Well, that's for sure.
All right, Charlie.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah. Yeah, the guys that work at Union Tank Car, certain types of that work at Union Tank Car requires men to go inside the tank and do some welding. But to do that, they have to, of course, empty those cars completely, or you couldn't go in one, depending on what they're carrying. Okay. The name of the coal dock, North of Marion. Where is the water divide? Where does the water go to Lake Erie? One way and to the Ohio River in another. I think maybe if you got out your road map, it might indicate that. What's the name of the largest forest in Ohio? Name one of the two castles in southern Ohio, southwestern Ohio, that was sold and somebody in Columbus bought it. Quite a famous place. Can you name it? Stay tuned. I'll be right back after these words. Well, about 10 seconds, that is.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again, and caller, go ahead. Hello. Whoops. Hello, caller. Are you there? I think it might have been a robocall. I don't know. Call again if you're listening, unless you're a robocaller. 11:31's the time, and what haven't I had answered today? Where is the water divide? And it's clearly marked. That sends water to Lake Erie or to the Ohio River. And it's in Marion County, believe me. And it's also in Bucyrus. If water goes in the water mains, it goes north to Lake Erie, or in Bucyrus, it also divides and goes to the Ohio River. And Crestline the same way. That's how it got its name, Crestline. Yep. Interesting little things that, go on that we normally don't even observe as we go through life. But it does make it interesting. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, could you please tell me, is the rule... Whirlpool factory closed down.
Which factory did you say? Whirlpool?
Yeah, the Whirlpool.
Yes, I understand.
Is it closed?
It is closed, yes.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, are you, okay. It is closed.
It is closed?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Whirlpool, Honda, two big employers. Oh, my land. You know, 300 and some people drive to Honda every day from Marion. And then another, 1,000 or so go to Whirlpool every day. And that brings back memories when I was on the air during the blizzard of 78. And Gil Gomez, of course, was the only meteorologist that knew what was going to happen. And that's an established fact, incidentally. And there were two different times, and I told, of weather developments. And he told the one, he said, this morning around 7 o'clock, you're going to see a very... a bad blizzard. However, that wasn't the big one. And I mentioned this and I said, if you're driving, be careful. You might have to pull over and just stop and wait. Well, it hit. And there were a lot of abandoned cars. In fact, I worked with a man on a snowplow that got the road opened from Marion to Cardington. Wow. And we had a V-shaped plow. And, oh, there were cars sitting along the road, abandoned and so forth. That wasn't the big one, though. The blizzard of 78 was the dandy. And, oh, we've hashed that many times. And there were so many rumors that came out of that. You talk about rumors. And the coronavirus has not produced the rumors than the blizzard of 78. Now, oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hello, Charlie.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, I just called my son, works at Whirlpool.
Yes.
He said they got full production. They're doing a lot of things differently, like all the doors are open, and you can't buy food with money. You have to use a credit card or a Visa card. But Whirlpool is working.
It's working. Well, that's
full production. That's what he said.
Great. That's good.
But I know Honda shut down.
Yeah, okay. Good. That clears that up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay. So there's a man whose son works at Whirlpool, and they are open. You know, that's one thing. Getting the correct information on things is like the blizzard. I remember during the blizzard, or right after it happened, rumor came out that on Osborne Road, I think it was Osborne Road, west of Marion, or Osborne, that everybody was dead, that they, you know, blizzard killed all of them. And it wasn't true at all. It was just a rumor, and that's what we faced at that time. And then there was a lady who called the sheriff's department and wanted a pack of cigarettes. She said, can I have you take me to some place I can buy cigarettes on your snowmobile? Oh my. And I can remember too, I hauled the county road superintendent. I hauled him to work in my four-wheel drive. So he took pots and pans and everything, food with him, so he could establish a place to eat at the county garage. Boy, that was something. Okay, where is the largest forest in Ohio? Where is the water divide? What's the name of the coal tipple, North Marion? It has a name, incidentally. And what else? What's the name of one of the castles that was sold to somebody in Columbus last year? Very popular castle that tourists visited that quite often. Now, I've got another, and I've got a story connected to it. Where would you find a canal boat in operation in this, you know, in the summertime? Where would you find a canal boat still running in Ohio? And there is one, I understand, up at north of us at Grand Rapids, Ohio, but I don't know if it takes regular trips or not. But there's another that does. And where is that location? Beautiful country. I can remember bicycling through that once, and we ate along the river there, and all of us, you know, 18 of us or so, and it was interesting. Okay, name the town where the canal boat is running in the springtime and summertime, and I'm sure that it will have to stop running. Oh, my. Yeah, boy, you think of all these things that are delayed or whatever. Okay, let me see. I haven't got an answer yet on the Liberty Bell, where it stopped in Ohio for a celebration. It was on a railroad car, the good old Liberty Bell. And it was kept, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello, caller.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
That castle you're talking about, would that be McAfee's?
No, wait a second. What did you say? What the name?
The McAfee Castle. Have no real.
McAfee. Yes, you're right. That's right. McAfee.
Yep.
Very good.
They were sold out here a while back, and somebody took them over.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, we used to go there years ago.
Yes, I've been there, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, very good, Bob.
All right.
Okay, Makachee. Okay, that's the name of one of the castles there. Makachee was sold to somebody in Columbus. And I bet they hoped that it would provide a little income before all this developed. Okay, let me see. Cross that off of my list here. Okay. Now, where is the canal boat? Now, let me tell you a story about the canal boat. It was built by Mad Marshall Jacobs. He was a builder. And the railing around the edge of the canal boat was made out of the spokes of the cannon on the Ohio State Capitol building. He repaired all those cannons. And he took the old spokes and made the supports for the railing on that canal boat. But Mad Marshall Jacobs had another work detail. He was a flagpole sitter, for one, and I think he was married on top of a flagpole, but he once painted our flagpole at the radio station, and I got to talk to him quite a while, and that's where I learned all this. That Mad Marshall Jacobs, you could probably Google that. Quite a guy. I mean, you talk about colorful people. He shinnied up and painted on the way down flagpoles. And then he got married on top of a flagpole. And then he built the canal boat that's over east of here. And the railing is supported by cannon spokes from the State House lawn. So that's another story. Oh, there are a million stories. I like to delve into things of the past. How about you? I still have not, I guess they don't really, or they aren't listening maybe, on what do funeral homes do now that, you know, gatherings are more or less prohibited. So what provisions do we have in funeral homes about gatherings? 740-383-9944. Now let me see here. Here's something that every Tuesday, this is no longer in effect. All you can bowl from 5 till 8 p.m., $7 in person. Tropical Tuesdays and Blue Fusion, at Blue Fusion. Okay, well, that's not effective right now. Okay, so what's happening out at the trail? Let me see here. Let me grab the calendar. Okay, what is the date today? It's the 18th? Yeah, it happens to be the 18th. A park board meeting today. Wonder how they'll conduct that, since they're limited on the number of people getting together. But on the 21st, Marion County Farmers Breakfast, 7 to 11 a.m. at Tri Rivers. Will that have to be canceled? Will somebody let me know? Okay. Yeah, that might have to, I'm sure. Everything else is canceled. Okay. All right. James Anderson, what are you doing in the meantime? James, we're keeping track, aren't we, of the spotted lantern fly? Maybe this weather will halt its intrusion into Ohio, I hope. That would be the next disaster that would come about. Or an invasion of the alfalfa weevil, which won't happen. But listen, despite all the food in the supermarkets and everything else, it all goes back to the farmers. They raise the food we eat. And now, if a farmer can't get together with some of his people to help him, well, that can't happen. We've got to have food production, that's for sure. 740-383-9944. And we aren't, you know, haven't been concerned about food production. We talk about a shortage of toilet paper and things like that, but never talk about the fact that we need our farmers to produce the food we eat. Now take California and all the migrants out there. Oh, my land. And migrants up north of us at Willard. And if you ever see a truck...
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and I tell you, the most interesting person I've met in a long time was Mad Marshall Jacobs, who painted flagpoles, was married on top of a flagpole, and restored the canal boat over that I'm asking, what town is that canal boat? And it operates. You know, you can buy, I think you can buy a ticket for it and ride it. I don't know how far. 740-383-9944. What else are you doing since a lot of people are home right now? But as our one listener said, the Whirlpool, yes, it is open. And but Honda is closed. Okay. I want to make sure we get accurate information, too. And same with Scott and Glenn and all of them. Okay. Where is the canal boat? Where in more or less eastern Ohio is that canal boat? And here's an interesting thing. I bicycle over to this town several times, and it was such a, not weird, but fascinating experience. You went through Warsaw, Ohio, and Warsaw is where you would find the blue flint. Yeah, that's famous for its blue flint that the Indians used. And but there's a place going toward this town I'm talking about with a canal boat. It seems like you're on the top of the world. Kind of a funny feeling. And eventually you go down to where it, you know, is operating. Okay, what else do I have here? Let me see if I can see. Okay, we got the Macochee Castle, but you Southerners, aren't there some Southerners listening that could tell me what's the largest forest in Ohio? Some of you may come from that area, because it's an area that needs help, work-wise. Some of those people down there and saying, yeah, you people up north think you've got a problem. We've had a problem down here for years with employment, trying to find a job. Oh, boy. Or name the coal dock, north of Marion, off of Route 23, on the railroad. Now, what I often vision, too, because you pass it on Route 23, is the railroad spur. And I often think, boy, would that ever be fun to have an excursion car that you could ride back and forth on that rail line. Of course, the railroads would never allow that, that's for sure. But it would be fun, wouldn't it? Where else is there some place you could have an excursion? Well, down at the Ohio Railway Museum in Westerville, they've got our streetcar that used to run in Marion down there. Do you know which number it was? I bet you don't. What's the number of the streetcar at the Ohio Railway Museum that once took passengers from Marion to Columbus and Delaware and so forth? 10:50 is the time. Or do you have any information on, I would like to know what funeral homes do in a case like this to prevent, any spreading of the coronavirus. Now, the mayor of Marion made a statement yesterday. Now, probably Glenn or Scott will have emphasis on what he said later on. Okay. So let me see. What else? Yeah. How many of you did play on the cinder pile? There was at least one or two cinder piles off the railroad. You know, cinders were what they scraped out of the steam engines. And Glenn was telling me, Glenn Coble, that they used to play or run on cinder tracks at the schools. And that was kind of rough when you fell on cinders. Oh, my. Okay. Now, let me see. What town had the Liberty Bell stop and celebration took place in Ohio? And I'm sure it was on the Pennsylvania Railroad. All right. What town did the Liberty Bell stop in? Now, I don't think it stopped in Marion. I've never heard anyone say why. I remember, well, of course, it was over 100 years ago. That's why no one remembers. 10:51, okay. And what else? The water divide. Where would you find the water divide? Or what's the largest forest in Ohio? And let me see. What highway finds a water divide? And that's about it. We already got the largest hand-dug lake. That was over at Salina. Lake St. Mary's. We haven't found the Liberty Bell yet and the town it stopped in. Wouldn't that be something to have the Liberty Bell stop in your town? Now, I've got another story connected with that. Back years ago, maybe some of those people are listening right now. Years ago, I had a tour group in Philadelphia. And this was the same group I had going down the East Coast and so forth. And we came to the Liberty Bell. And so I had my camera and I crawled underneath the Liberty Bell and took a picture. And I've got the picture of the underneath of the Liberty Bell. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is it the Shawnee State Forest?
No, it wasn't. It might be in that area, but it wasn't the Shawnee.
Oh, I thought that was the largest in Ohio.
No, it wasn't. I tell you what it was. Since we're getting close to closing out, the Wayne National Forest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
Okay, did the Liberty Bell stop in Cleveland?
No, it didn't.
No. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. No, the Liberty Bell stopped. It was on the Pennsylvania Railroad going across country. I can't remember where it was kept in the meantime. But going back to my tour group, and I crawled underneath the Liberty Bell and took a couple of pictures. The lighting wasn't too good, but I saved the pictures. And it's the underneath the Liberty Bell showing how It was temporarily repaired by taking the, what do you call, the clapper or whatever inside a bell. It was taken and wired to the side of the Liberty Bell, and you would only know this if you looked underneath, like I did. That's my style, you know. And so I've been to the Liberty Bell twice since then. It's in a new location, very much close to Independence Hall in Philadelphia. In fact, they've, really spruced up its surroundings, and they've got gift shops near it, and the gift shops, of course, sell miniature Liberty Bells. But it's always protected by the United States government or the National Guard or whatever. And the lady was standing there, and I said, ma'am, I once crawled underneath this Liberty Bell and took its picture. She says, don't try it now. I'll never forget that. Don't try it now. It must have been a one-of-a-kind deal. I'd like to maybe enlarge those pictures I took of the Liberty Bell underneath, showing where they wired off and did some repairs to the clapper, the dinger in the Liberty Bell. How many of you been there in Philadelphia to see the Liberty Bell? Or how many of you been to the Independence Hall? Now that is something. You have to, oh my land, you got to make arrangements to go through Independence Hall. In fact, you have to buy a ticket. And then they give you a lecture on seeking independence. And then they let you out and you tour the room where independence was signed. Wow. Puts chills on you, you know. But if you ever get to Philadelphia, it's a great trip. Now, also in Philadelphia is the railroad terminal that's no longer a railroad terminal, but you can go in there and find every kind of food that was ever, well, you can't now. Every kind of food that was ever produced is available at the train station in Philadelphia. And it's the most fascinating thing you've ever had. The only time I was in there, I bought a dinner of oysters. Oh, man. I love oysters. More or less like I like lobster bisque. Oysters have, of course, you see, I'm different. A lot of people don't like oysters. Oh, you mentioned oysters. But I like them. How about you? My mother-in-law used to make oyster dressing for Christmas. Boy, do I miss that. Woo! Okay, let's see what else here. The Wayne National Forest, okay. Got that? Let me write that down here. Got an answer for that. The Wayne National Forest. Okay, now, where is the water divide between Lake Erie and the Ohio River? It's close by. All right. And where would you find the riverboat that was reconstructed by Mad Marshall Jacobs, who many years ago came to Marion? He was hired to shinny up our flagpole and then paint it on the way down. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, the water divide is just south of Brush Ridge.
Yeah, you're right. Just on Route 23.
Yep.
The little Scioto is it? And
yeah, it's right there. The sign's right there at that.
Yeah, right on the left side, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, how are you doing in all this restriction?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, we are too.
It is what it is, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, I don't worry about it.
No, you can't. You'll have a nervous breakdown.
Oh, my land.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, yeah. Yep, just go about your daily life and try to go the guidelines, you know, for whatever. Well, that's going to do it for today. My goodness. We've had some, but we never found, maybe Scott or one of them can find what you're going to do in a funeral home. So, maybe they'll call on Swap Shop. 1215 is Swap Shop. Maybe that lady will call back. I doubt it, but
yes,
because she always calls during the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
She needs to find the right day.
Yes, right. We'll see y'all later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.